91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Rachel Bell. A 7-year-old was rescued from the water at southeast tip of the Prince Edward County on Monday afternoon. Around 4:15, OPP officers from the Prince Edward County Detachment were called to Point Traverse, where they found a young man sinking on a raft about 1.5 kilometers from the shore near Timber Island. The man was rescued from the raft with help from members of the Prince Edward County Fire Department and Emergency Medical Services. The Coast Guard and Search and Rescue Team from CFB Trenton were also called to the scene. The young man was treated for hypothermia, and OPP are warning boaters to remain cautious and check their boat before launching. OPP have confirmed that the body found last Thursday on the shores of Lake Ontario near Grafton is Marjorie Lucas. The 70-year-old woman was last seen on March 25th. 3 days later, her car was found in the parking lot of a business in Brighton. Today is National 8-Track Day in the U.S., a celebration of music playing device that didn't last long. Chris Preston reports.
Really, why shouldn't the possibly worst method of listening to music in history get its own day? Why shouldn't this device, known by the familiar clunk that signaled the changing of the songs or tracks, get its own celebration? The only thing sadder than an 8-track really was an 8-track player, and the only thing sadder than an 8-track player was a multi-8-track player. 8-track tapes. You couldn't record on them, you couldn't rewind them. Sometimes they stopped halfway through a song, you had to turn them over. Now, back to the thrift store with you, where you belong. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is now holding the Syrian government responsible for using chemical weapons against its own people, saying Canada fully supports the United States' retaliatory missile strike on Syria. Terry Pedwell reports.
Justin Trudeau's latest statement represents a hardening of his position from yesterday when he stopped short of directly blaming Syrian President Bashar Assad and his government. Trudeau now says Canada supports what he calls the limited and focused action by the U.S. in retaliation for this week's chemical weapons attack. In the same statement, the Prime Minister also denounces Assad's use of chemical weapons, saying the crimes the Syrian regime has committed against its own people cannot be ignored. He added the gruesome attacks cannot be permitted to continue. Terry Pedwell, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
The video of a passenger being forcibly dragged off a United States airline flight is upsetting to many people, but a veteran travel writer notes the practice of bumping passengers is completely legal. Parlene Former says airlines can legally remove any passenger from any flight, even after boarding.
There's something called the contract of carriage that every airline has that passengers unwittingly have signed when they buy a ticket. It basically says that the airlines can bump people for either overbooking or if they need to fly their crews.
The video has been seen millions of times around the world since it was posted, prompting those on social media to call for a boycott of the airline. Comedian Hassan Majid from The Daily Show will be the entertainment for this year's White House Correspondents' Dinner on April 29th. Margie Swasha reports.
President Donald Trump has already said he will not attend the White House Correspondents' Dinner, so Hassan Minhaj won't have to face any uncomfortable reactions in person to any Trump jokes. Minhaj says in a statement, "It's a tremendous honor to be part of the event." As for Trump not attending, Minhaj uses one of Trump's favorite words, sad. WHCA President Jeff Mason says this year's event will focus on the First Amendment and the importance of a robust and independent media. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Premier Kathleen Wynne is meeting tomorrow with mayors of the Greater Toronto and Hamilton area to discuss housing and affordability. Housing Minister Chris Bellard says he wants to hear directly from municipalities about their ideas.
All the sectors have talked to us about what they see as some of the problems and some of the solutions, and we want to hear from our municipal partners what they see as some of the issues to more affordable housing.
Wynne says her government will soon introduce a comprehensive package of measures to tackle housing affordability. The RCMP says it's too early to know what effect the legalization of recreational marijuana may have on organized criminal involvement in the illicit pot market. The Mounties add that they will work with the federal government to the extent possible to ensure policies are in place to prevent crime networks from taking advantage of illegal marijuana trade.
The cautious assessment spelled out in RCMP notes obtained by the Canadian press stands in contrast to the Trudeau government's mantra that legalization will take pot profits out of criminal hands. The Trudeau government plans to introduce legislation Thursday to put legalization in motion. The government wants to decriminalize marijuana consumption and incidental possession and create new sanctions to more severely punish those who provide pot to minors or drive under its influence. The Liberals say the current system does not stop young people from using marijuana, and too many Canadians end up with criminal records for possessing small amounts of pot. Terry Pedwell, The Canadian Press, Ottawa.
That's QNET News on 91X to 105. Sports is next.
Life's little problems can pile up and become big problems before you know it. Unpaid work, dealing with defective workmanship, a flooded basement, property issues, or even a driving offense. Don't let your molehills turn into mountains. Call or visit Curlett and Blodgett Paralegal for a free 30-minute consultation for claims of up to $25,000. An economical alternative to expensive lawyers, they've built their practice on helping you guide the legal waters and get results. Curlett and Blodgett, 257 Pinnacle Street, Suite 205, Belleville, 779-8848. Online, CurlettAndBlodgett.com.
QNET News Sports. Good afternoon. I'm Rachel Bell with QNET News Sports. If you're going to see offset track and field this year at the Marianne Sills Park in Belleville, you'll be paying more for parking. Belleville City Council voted last night to allow a $5 charge for parking from June 1st to 3rd. Tim Larry, who is a director of operations for offset track and field, made a presentation to council and told them last time offset was in town, it brought over $2 million for the local economy. In the return of the postseason, the Maple Leafs will get the best team in hockey. Dropping the regular season to finale to Columbus on Sunday means a first-round matchup against the Washington Capitals. Toronto head coach Mike Babcock is looking forward to the meeting.
If you would have told me at the start that we could be in the situation we are right now, obviously I would have done a little jig. So I'm thrilled with the progress of our team. Now, in saying that, we've drawn a real good team, and we're going to find out what playoff hockey is in a hurry, and we're going to find out that it's way different than regular season hockey, but you might as well figure that out quick, and I'll do my best over the next couple of days to explain what's going to happen, and you're not going to believe me, and then it's going to happen. So.
The Leafs could have nine players make their NHL playoff debuts on Thursday night against the Washington Capitals. Among those players is a 19-year-old Mitch Marner.
It's going to be exciting. It's a big task at hand for us. Obviously, we just want to go in there and play our game and have fun. And we just got to make sure we come ready to play.
The Maple Leafs head into their first round playoff series against the Washington Capitals as heavy underdogs, but as head coach Mike Babcock doesn't think that's a bad thing.
Until you've been the best seed, until you have the whole city expecting, you don't know what that's like and how good a defense that is for the underdog. It's unbelievable.
Forbes magazine says the New York Yankees are the most valuable team in baseball. Aaron Katersky reports.
And the crowd stands to give an ovation to Pineda.
In the 20 years Forbes has been evaluating the worth of baseball teams, the Yankees have always been number one. This year, with a value of $3.7 billion, the franchise is worth nearly $1 billion more than the second most valuable team, the Dodgers.
And the Dodgers are back within a run.
Forbes said the average Major League Baseball team is worth $1.5 billion, 19% higher than a year ago. Credit goes to the league's digital and technology arm, which is equally owned by each team. Aaron Katersky, ABC News, New York.
Send us your team or league scores at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. Tonight there will be mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of showers and a low of 6. Tomorrow will be mainly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers and a high of 9. At 4 o'clock, it's 11 degrees. QNET News on the air, 91X, and online at QNETnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Rachel Bell, QNET News, news on 91X at 5 o'clock.